This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry. Agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. National Ag Day is tomorrow. We'll hear from a young man in Oklahoma. I'll talk about it after this. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm, you need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data? And which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Tomorrow is the National Agriculture Day observance, and in Washington, I'll be moderating a panel from the National Press Club. But before I take the stage, a young man from Oklahoma, Rio Bonham, will be speaking. He'll be reading his essay. Rio is the national essay winner for the Ag Day observance. His essay was entitled, How Will Agriculture Feed the World? It starts today. And Rio says the reality remains that agriculture lies outside many of the young minds that will make up the future of the nation. He says even in a small town in Oklahoma, agriculture remains obscure to young adults. In a place where the wealthiest person in the county owns the most farmland, one would assume that agriculture is an integral part of the community. However, there is a substantial disconnect between the current high school generation and the generation that produces the world's food. Rio goes on to say in his essay, the disconnect could prove to place a strain on the world's food supply in the coming years. With the average age of a farmer rising to 58 years old, according to the most recent census of agriculture, Rio says it is clear young people do not think of food production as a career choice. This generation gap roots itself in a lack of understanding of agriculture and the vast array of jobs agriculture has to offer. Rio says from the jeans they wear to the E10 they put in their car to every single thing they eat or drink, high schoolers must not only understand, but appreciate all that agriculture produces for them. In addition, agriculture has thousands of job opportunities for young adults if their eyes were just open to them. And he says in the current agriculture market, molecular biologists can make just as impactful a contribution as the cattle rancher with thousands of acres. After all, Rio says, agriculture is not just sows, cows, and plows. I'll be back after this.